The first thing the new president really needs to do is to invest in a national AIDS strategy. Now, when the U.S. invests in aid in foreign countries around HIV, we require that they have a national AIDS strategy. And yet, we don't have a national AIDS strategy in this country. And as my grandmother used to say, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Now, we have a hodgepodge collection of programs and agencies that work at cross-purpose. So we need to develop an AIDS strategy. I think the second thing, we need to talk about developing a domestic PEPFAR program. We've seen huge successes in PEPFAR across the globe, and we need to take some of those lessons learned, you know, across the globe and apply them here in this country. We need to increase our investment in prevention. We're currently spending around $600,000 a year on prevention. Experts say we should be spending around $1.2 billion a year. You know, we just made an investment in PEPFAR, you know, to fight AIDS overseas of $48 billion a year. And don't get me started on what we're spending in Iraq every day. Now, at least we could make a minimum commitment in AIDS prevention in this country. We also need to figure out how to get people into care and treatment. You know, now in the richest country in the world, it's absolutely outrageous that we have people living with AIDS who don't have access to proper care and treatment.